Hello, everyone, and welcome to Traveling with Françoise. And for those of you, welcome back to Traveling with Françoise. I am Françoise Rhodes, your host. Of course, we do start at 11:05 a.m. every Sunday morning. We are a live show. And for those of you in Arizona, well, you catch us at 8 a.m. in the morning from the week before. So hi to all our Arizona friends, all our streaming line friends as well. So in the first hour of the show, we talk about local things happening in the Coachella Valley. We give some prizes away, and then we just have some guests on. Same as we're doing the second hour, but this hour of the show, it is all about travel. Joining us in the boardroom, as always, is Sean Flanagan. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning. How are you?
Or afternoon, or I guess
Afternoon.
Well, you're standing up. Well, you decide to stand up for a while?
Yeah, I can't sit for too long.
Oh,
it's too long. It's too much sitting.
Because you're sitting all week in front of the computer working on school.
Well, my desk, I have a lifted desk, so I stand on my desk.
Oh, you have one of those stand things.
Yeah, because I'm there for too long.
You like that?
Yeah, I do.
Huh.
I would die, I think, if I didn't. I mean, because I literally sit at my computer all day.
All day long, yeah.
And I do it from home, so it's not like I leave at 5 and go home and sit on my couch. I just stay on my computer.
See, I would be the worst student like that because I would just get up and go outside and water the plants and stuff because that's
well, we have a lot. They do like breaks every probably 45 minutes or so.
All right. Well, this show is presented by Diane Williams & Associates, a real estate experts, trust experience trust. We gave away some Living Desert tickets in the first hour of the show. We didn't get our winner on the air, and who won those tickets?
That was Jackie in Rancho Mirage.
Okay, congratulations to you, Jackie. You won yourself some Living Desert Zoo and Gardens tickets. And this hour of the show, I have two tickets to see Oklahoma at the Palm Canyon Theater. It runs September 28th through October 7th, and you're going to be able to pick the night that you want to go. They've been selling out all their shows at the Palm Canyon Theater, so this one will be a good one. And that number you're going to have to call is 760-440-8255. So a lot of things happening, you know, kind of pretty much in my world. The first new episode, not the first, because this is, I think, our episode 14 or something, of Traveling with Françoise TV is out about Ramona. And so far, I've got very, very good reviews. The best thing you can say is, Françoise, I want to go. After you see the show, it will air again this week. Again, it will air tomorrow morning. It's either at 5:30 or 6 a.m. on Fox 11 on Monday. I don't know. It's a bonus spot that they give me so that they run it because they really like the show. And then its regular time slot is Thursday at noon and Friday morning at 5:30 a.m. on Fox 11. So definitely give it a watch. And I think you'll want to go to Ramona as well. All right, I was on KESQ yesterday morning, and I talked about my Yellowstone trip. Fantastic trip that I had to Yellowstone, so I did that. And then I just, let's see what else. I have a new travel blog on CoachellaValley.com, and that is about Yosemite, my trip to Yosemite National Park. So, lots of things in all directions going on. So to find out where everything is, you have to go to the website, Traveling with Françoise. Okay, go to that website and check it out. There's all sorts of things on there for you to look and do and see and whatever. So travelingwithfrancoise.com. Don't miss it, folks. And the contest page. Don't forget the contest page. All right. Again, 760-440-8255 is that number that you need to know later on in the show. All right. So let's talk about travel. Let's jump into it. Sun Country Airlines announces a new nonstop service between San Francisco and Palm Springs International Airport. Yes, Sun Country Airlines. They will start with their new nonstop November 19th. So we have another airline coming into the Coachella Valley. The flight will operate twice a week with round trips to and from Palm Springs on Monday and Friday. Flights will start as low as $59 one way. Sun Country will also begin offering nonstop service between Portland and San Francisco. That's a good deal to go from here to San Francisco, $59.
Yeah, I can fly to Portland. San Francisco's good, but I could fly to Portland.
You can go to Portland for $59?
I thought that's what you just said.
Well, no, they're going to be adding another nonstop between Portland and San Francisco. That's going to be another $59, I'm sure.
Probably.
Yeah. I don't know, but who knows? If it goes well here, then I'm sure they will expand. So anyway, from here to San Fran on Monday and Friday, of course, you kind of have to go with those. So if you're going on a Friday, that works, though. You come back on Monday. Anyway, $59. So again, that is Sun Country Airlines. Also in the news, in the travel news, we knew it was going to happen. I'm surprised that it happened in Las Vegas, which right now they're having their Life is Beautiful contest, concert. And good friend John Izaguirre there, he's working downtown where all that's happening. I know some people from the Coachella Valley that went. But Las Vegas has opened, so far the first one that anyone really knows about, the Cannabis Museum.
A museum?
A museum that is geared around taking selfies. They have geared the whole museum around big exhibits.
That you can take a selfie with?
That you can take a selfie with. They have no filter hashtags, whatever that means. I have no idea. They have lighting on the exhibits meant to ensure that you take a good photograph with the cannabis. They have fake plants, big foam weed nuggets, all sorts of things.
They're just making money off of money.
Yeah, exactly. So if you're really into this, oh, they do also have I don't know how this fits in. I guess he smoked a lot of cannabis. Hunter Thompson?
I don't know.
He was a famous reporter. Hunter Thompson. Yeah, he was famous. I think he's a famous reporter. I know the name. I've read the story, but it's not all clicking together. The Chevrolet Caprice that he owned is also at the museum. So I guess you get a selfie with that, too. I don't know. Maybe. So a pool full of foam weed nuggets also.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go. So if you really want to show your cannabis side or your why don't we just call it marijuana?
I don't know. I don't get it.
Why do we have to go with this cannabis? Because that's the official term for it?
No, I don't think so. I think people just try. Because marijuana has such the stigma with the name at this point.
That's true. But it is legal, though. I guess it's legal in Las Vegas also. So anyway, the Cannabition Museum. There. Now, don't say that you didn't learn anything.
Cannabis Prohibition or what?
No, I have no idea. It's in Las Vegas. Look it up online. Cannabition. It's a museum in Vegas. So there. If you've learned anything on the show, you just learned that.
I think that needs to be your show. You need to be over there taking
selfies. That's it. We don't need to talk about it anymore.
With floatable nugs or whatever.
All right. We do have a lot more, actually, to talk about in the world of travel and what's going on. Our show guest today will be Donna Elliott. She is from Idlewild, the Art Alliance of Idlewild. She will be talking with us later on about the Art Walk and Wine Tasting coming up on October 13. So many things going on. Of course, Borrego Springs, Borrego Days Desert Festival happening on the 19th, 20th, and 21st. I'll be down there emceeing the parade. I was figuring out the other day, I think I've been doing it 11 years now. I don't know why I didn't realize how long I've been emceeing that parade down there, but it's been quite a long time. So that's going to be happening in October. If you're going to spend the night or two, you need to make those reservations, and you want to do so at the Borrego Springs Golf Resort and Spa. Okay, on that note, let's just step aside for just a moment. When we come back, we're going to jump right into industry news, what's happening in the world of travel. You are listening to Traveling with Francoise. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. This segment of the show is brought to you by the Braille Institute in Rancho Mirage, offering free programs and services for seniors and others living with vision loss and all sorts of conditions that go along with it. Give them a call at 760-321-1111. All right. I have two tickets. Before we start on the news for the travel news, we have two tickets to see Oklahoma at the Palm Canyon Theater, September 28th through October 7th. 760-440-8255. Give us a call now for a chance to win those tickets. You will figure it out with Kara over there at the Palm Canyon Theater what night that you want to go with your two tickets. So, again, 760-440-8255. Give us a call. And those tickets are up for grabs right now to see the production of Oklahoma at the Palm Canyon Theater. Okay, the lines are open. Good luck to you. All right, as we shift here into a travel mode here, industry news, what is going on in the world? What is Sean doing? I have no idea what he's doing over there. Anyway, if I don't know, you don't know. The phone's ringing, so he will definitely get to the phone there. Industry news, AAA survey, 75% would consider using a travel agent. Yes, remember when everybody said travel agents were going to go out? out of whatever, out of the world, out of the business. People weren't going to use it anymore. It was going to all be online. Guess what? That hasn't happened. People are finding, travelers are finding it's still just as easy to work with a travel agent and help, let them help them arrange a trip. So definitely travel agents aren't going anywhere. So AAA found that millennials were just as likely as baby boomers to say they planned on using an agent. And they thought it was the millennials that were going to do everything online. Everything. But that's not happening. All right. Chicago O'Hare, the king of domestic flight connections. It's the third consecutive year that O'Hare has held the top U.S. position in the Mega Hubs Index. Okay. They are, again, the king of domestic flight connections. Delta is mulling if group bookings change will be permanent. The airline quietly began a policy in early June that put an end to group bookings, except when they are made by select travel agencies or tour operators that have been assigned a dedicated Delta sales representative. What they're saying is it just becomes a nightmare. I have to tell you, what adult customized tours, what they do, organizing groups of 140, sometimes these trips to India, I think India they had 100 people, Australia over 100. Do you know how much is involved with arranging that with all these people? Really quite amazing. But they've been doing it for so long, they just know how to do it. But a lot of agencies don't know how to do it. And by the way, adult customized tours, ACTs have moved to, they're on Sunrise Way now, just so you know that. Okay, so we have a winner for Oklahoma. Who's our winner?
You have Elizabeth in DHS.
Okay. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm better now.
You're better? Okay. All right. Well, have you been to the Palm Canyon Theater before?
No, I haven't. I'm excited.
Oh, good. It's a great theater. It's in this historic building in Palm Springs there, but there's not a bad seat in the house.
Wonderful.
They're all great seats. Well, congratulations. You will figure it out
Thank you.
Kara. I will give Kara your information. She is a gal that works with the Palm Canyon Theater, arranges all this stuff. She'll be on the show next week. And you two can decide what night you'd like to go. How's that?
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much.
You are more than welcome. And make sure that Sean has your info, okay?
Yes, thank you.
All right. Congratulations. All right. Okay. So there we go. Back to travel news now. And expected American increases, as expected, American Airlines increases fee for checked bags. Since JetBlue upped the fee for the first checked bag from $25 to $30 in late August, all three major hub carriers have matched. So there you go. Fees are on there for the first checked bag, but you watch. Something's going to happen, I don't know, and they're going to say, well, you know, maybe we won't do this. One airline's going to say, so they get a foot in the door. We're not going to charge you for checked bags. So you watch. It's going to happen. And they're going to try to get your business that way. All right. Qatar Airlines blames 2018 loss on a blockade. The state-owned carrier said it lost $69 million this fiscal year, blaming the ongoing boycott of Doha by four Arab nations. And United implements new boarding procedure. This is all over the travel industry right now. The better boarding process, as United is calling it, utilizes two boarding lanes rather than the five that the airline has been using for more than 5 years. And I think about it, I took United to Montana and I was looking at the picture online and I noticed that they had changed it, the boarding process. But I still think that they should board the back of the plane first.
It seems like it would be the easiest.
It just really does, because you're watching everybody banging into people with the bags and some of these backpacks that people carry on the plane now.
Oh, yeah.
They're larger than a suitcase.
Yeah, that's what I would do. I'd be one of those.
Yeah, oh, you'd be a backpack. I mean, these things are like a bedroll, and
right.
Then they shove them up in the overhead bin. I don't get it, but no one says anything about those. So they're trying different ways to board to make it easier for everyone. All right, Royal Caribbean ends in-room babysitting. Yes, the cruise line said it couldn't guarantee the service on a steady basis anymore. Well, there are changes in the air. Carnival Blimp arrives in South Florida, covered in a 300-pound decal that shows a cruise ship with Choose Fun splashed across it. The Carnival airship has been on a month-long tour since August 31st, hitting 15 cities. That would be fun. I'd like to see that blimp fly over with a big cruise ship on the side.
It would be cool.
Yeah, I like that kind of stuff. All right, and rail bookers doing Eurostar packages. The train vacation wholesaler has partnered with a high-speed line to offer 46 itineraries. So it sounds like a lot of fun to me. And Las Vegas, well, we talked about their Cannabation Museum. Las Vegas is giving downtown Fremont Street a $32 million facelift. They will make the oversized attraction 7 times brighter with 4 times the resolutions. The renovations are expected to begin in February and be completed by December. That's a long time.
That is. That's like the whole year.
That's a whole year. But if you haven't been to Fremont Street in a while, folks, they have ripped down some of the old hotels, building new ones. There's a lot of changes happening on Fremont Street. But the characters that you will see on the street are just as strange as you have always seen. I mean, you're going to see everything down there. I don't frankly think Fremont Street is a place to take kids at night. I don't know. But it
changes up a little bit.
There's some stuff there that you would have to explain to your kids later why that person is standing there looking like that, basically naked. And I don't know. It just, but it's a fun experience. It is packed at night. During the day, not so much, but at night, it's crazy out there with their concerts and all sorts of things. Also, Las Vegas, the Flyling Zip Line is launching in November. The Ling has a thing for heights. The casino and its sister shopping promenade are already home to the world's largest observation wheel. This fall, they're adding Flyling, a zip line that will send riders soaring through the air over the retail district. Would you do that?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I think I would also. Yeah. You know, they have the zip line down Fremont Street. They have a zip line.
I've never been on a zip line.
Oh, you haven't been on? Oh, okay. It's really a lot of fun. And I think the scary part is you're always worried, how do I stop? Well, usually at the other end, there's a little dip.
Right.
So you go down, and when you come back up, it slows you down, and you pretty much stop on your own. Or they have some big hunky guys at the end that just grab the cables and stop you before you go flying off the other end. No, really, they do a good job. But this zip line, I haven't done the Fremont Street one. I was going to, but I wasn't feeling well. I was with John Izaguirre, the fellow who works down there, and in Vegas, and my buddy, and he said, go do it. And I just wasn't feeling well that night when I was there. And I said, no, that's all I need is to be, you know, whatever, all over all the people below me. So anyway, yeah, I didn't do it. So. All right. Delta Airlines will Atlanta Airport will have first biometric terminal. Yes. Delta Airlines is set to introduce what it's calling the first biometric terminal in the United States. The carrier says it's equipping the Atlanta's Airport International Terminal, Terminal F, with face scanning technology that will allow international passengers to use facial recognition technology from curb to gate. It will also be available to passengers flying nonstop from Atlanta on Delta, partner airlines, Aeromexico, Air France, KLM, and Virgin Atlantic. So they say if customers don't want to participate, they can proceed normally through the long lines.
Right.
Yeah. I would give it a try. What the heck?
Why not?
I mean, there's cameras everywhere anyway.
Right. They have You're on camera.
Right. You are on camera. So why not make it speedy, quick? And they say, you know what, our eyes, I guess you can't change the eye, whatever, right, point. So, and I mean, a face, you could certainly do plastic surgery and all that sort of stuff, but there are some features, I guess, that can't change.
Right, right. And it's still going to be a computer. There's still stuff that you can.
I mean, this is the way of the world.
Yes.
Yeah, it's going to end up being that way. And I sort of like the hand scanning deal. Just put your hand on there.
I like those too.
I think that's a good deal.
That's why I use my phone with my finger.
Oh, you do that? I didn't switch mine over to the phone thing, to the finger thing. So anyway, it's the way of the world. All right. Virtuoso reveals hot fall and holiday destinations. Virtuoso has announced the top 10 most in-demand fall and holiday travel destinations for Americans based on future bookings, along with its hot 10 countries that has seen the largest percentage of growth in year-over-year bookings among U.S. travelers. Italy, France, South Africa, and Israel respectively make the top 4 of the list of the 10 most popular and fall holiday travel spots, while the U.S. landed at number 8, demonstrating travelers' desire to stay close to home for the holidays. Particularly notable from the data is the Middle East is seeing a comeback among upscale clients. Turkey and Egypt ranked as number 1 and number 2 on the hot 10 list. I noticed Turkey, Israel, they've been doing a lot of promotions on television, a lot of commercials and whatnot. So lots of changes. And what is the hot spot? Remember, they're saying that Morocco is becoming they're feeling next year will be one of the hot spots out there. All right. And if you're looking for Oktoberfest, what are the best cities to spend Oktoberfest? Yes, well, here in the United States, I'll just give you the top five. Oktoberfest cities, the top five include Chicago coming in at number five, San Francisco coming in at number four, Cincinnati, Ohio, number three, Portland, Oregon, number two. There you go, Sean. You can be up there spending Oktoberfest.
There you go.
And number one, which I would not even think of it being a number one Oktoberfest place to be, New York City.
That makes some sense.
Yeah, I guess so. All right, $5,000. That's the estimated cost for an American to attend Oktoberfest in Munich, Germany. 1.98 million gallons of beer consumed during Oktoberfest. And 700,000 is the number of whole chickens eaten, plus 60,000 sausages and 59,000 pork knuckles. There you go. We're all ready for Oktoberfest. All right. On that note, we are going to have to step aside. When we come back, we are going to find out about the Art Walk. I can say it. Art Walk and Wine Tasting in Idlewild. We'll be right back, folks. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise. I am Françoise Rhodes, your host. All right, coming up in October, we were just talking about Oktoberfest and all sorts of things to do. Well, you can drive right on up the hill to Idlewild and go to the Art Walk and Wine Tasting on October 13th. Joining us now from Idlewild is Donna Elliott. Hi, Donna.
Hello, how are you?
I am great, thank you. How's the weather up there in Idlewild?
Oh, it's beautiful, absolutely gorgeous.
Ah, well, good. So now tell us about this event coming up. You've got a lot of things going on up there with the fires that thankfully everything is out of the way with that, taken care of. Of course, you had Jazz in the Pines. You had the sheep, the painted sheep all over the place. Tell us a little bit about the Art Walk and Wine Tasting event.
Okay, well, this is an event that started some 21 years ago. So when the Art Alliance first came into being, they needed a way to raise funds, and it started with some very humble beginnings with a few wineries and maybe glasses they bought at Kmart, something like that, and stuck on labels to the glasses. So now it's quite an event where we can sell up to 1,200 tickets. We have 20 wineries this year, most of them from Southern California, and our artists set up artist booths all around town where the wineries are pouring their wine, and it's just a big festival, really. It extends from one end of town to the other, so it's one of the few events that captures the imagination of the whole town, and in generally beautiful, cool temperatures, and it's just an amazing event, really, because everybody just joins in, and we have live music at every pouring station and buskers all around up and down the street. So shuttle buses that take people from one end of town to the other. So, yeah, there's a lot going on, and given that we have 20 wineries this year, it's pretty special.
Well, it sounds like a lot of fun, and this is your 21st annual event. And like you say, it has grown each and every time. Now, you mentioned a couple things there that people are going, their ears perked up too, that you have a shuttle in case they don't want to walk from point A to point B. But for me, I would think the fun part would be walking from point A to point B. Now, it says the art walk starts at 11 a.m. and goes to 5. The wine tasting, however, doesn't start till 2 p.m. Am I right on that?
Yes, that's right. And we have signs, and when we'll have a map that shows everybody where they can walk to or get off on the shuttle. So it's pretty easy. You just follow the crowds, really.
Yeah, you
so,
go.
And every year that I've been involved, we've had beautiful weather for it, and people do walk up and down, and a lot of people take the opportunity to buy direct from the artist and get some pretty unique items and do their Christmas shopping all in one go.
So now how does it work as far as being, is it a free event that you purchase the wine? How does that work? Or do you buy a wristband?
Well, what we have is, obviously the art walk is free and that starts at 11 and people can go from one place to the other, either walking or on shuttle. We sell tickets for the wine tasting part of it, and if you're not a member of the Art Alliance, the tickets today are $35, but they're about to go up in price as we get near to the event.
Mm-hmm.
So people go online and just purchase their ticket through our Art Alliance website, and then on the day, if people haven't made up their mind by then, the tickets generally are about $50.
Okay, and what are they getting for their ticket price?
So they get a, we have a gift bag that's filled with, a lot of items from our different sponsors. Then we have the wine glass itself, and they get as many tastings as they want. They can go to all 20 wineries or they find one they like. So it's pretty much 3 hours of nonstop tastings for people. So it's the shuttle bus and the live music. So it's pretty good value, really, for 3 hours of fun and entertainment.
Well, it sounds like a ton of fun, and I would say, folks, book a room. Spend the night in Idlewild. Book the night of the 13th so you don't have to drive home or get yourself an Uber or figure it out so you can just go for it between 2 and 5 p.m. and enjoy all the wineries. Now, the names of some are Ascension Cellars, Belvino, Cordiano, Danza del Sol, A Footpath Heart. There's quite a long list. South Coast, Shadow Mountain, Tranquil Heart. I've never even heard of some of these. Vulcan Mountain Wines Family Cellars. Are a lot of these California-based wines, Donna?
They're most of them are in Temecula.
Okay.
So almost all of them are in Temecula, Warner Springs, Southern California for sure. And Tranquil Heart Vineyards, it's a fairly new one. So this is his first year that he's going to join us. And Middle Ridge, of course, which is our own hometown winery here, and they always have some great wine available. And I would just mention that if there are friends who come up who aren't drinkers, they can still join the drinkers inside the pouring areas. It's just that they won't get served. So once people get their glass and their wristband, then the wineries know who to serve, but it doesn't prevent anybody from coming up and enjoying the music or the artist. And we encourage that as well.
All right. So everyone make a day of it, the Art Walk and Wine Tasting October 13th up in Idlewild, just a couple hours away, a beautiful drive up there. You can go to the website, which is artinidlewild.org, which is on Traveling with Francois's website. It easily you can go there. They can buy tickets through the website.
Yes, that's right. And or if they want to wait till on the day. But our patron wineries generally fill up pretty quick, and we have a list of those on our website. So if people do want to spend the night and make a weekend of it, just check out some of the patron inns and lodges that we have on our website.
All right. And Donna Elliott, thanks so much for joining us. Again, this sounds like a wonderful event, folks. It is in Idlewild, just up the mountain. Beautiful up there. It is the Art Walk and Wine Tasting October 13th, their 21st annual event. It's a great one. You don't want to miss it. Donna, thanks so much, and we'll see you up there.
Okay, thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Okay, folks, again, the website is artinidlewild.org, and they have all the wine tasting going to happen. Art shopping, there's going to be lunch, all sorts of fun stuff. Go up there to Idlewild and spend a great day. All right, we'll be right back with more travel news. You're listening to Traveling with Francois right here on Money Radio. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francois. So great to have you with us today as we are in the second day of fall. Yes, we made it through the winter, Yeah, no, we're making it through the winter soon in the desert. We made it through the summer. Ah, boy, tell you, just I'm thinking of that cool air. All right, we have two tickets to the Living Desert Zoo and Gardens that don't expire till March of 2019. If you'd like a chance to win those, the phone line is open now at 760-440-8255. That's 760-440-8255. I will mail those tickets out to you. You cannot have one in the last 30 days. So, again, the phone line is open for two admission passes to the Living Desert Zoo and Gardens in Palm Desert. All right, the travel question of the week. You were voicing your opinions left and right. The question was, will you pay to have an aisle seat when flying? It was really simple because they're talking about that is the way of the world, that people are going to have to pay for those aisle seats. And some of the airlines are already implementing this. So you answered. I have two pages of answers. And today someone is going to win that $50 bag of travel goodies today. And then I'll have a new question for you and it will start the whole series over again. Would I pay? No, I don't think I would pay $50 for the aisle seat because personally, I like the window seat. I like to sit there and stare out the window at nothing half the time. Maybe the ground below or whatever, but I'm not a big aisle seat person because it seems like no matter how far I scrunch in, people still hit me. I don't know what the deal is. I'm not leaning on the armrest, nothing. I'm scrunched in and so I'm not pushing on the person next to me and they still bump into me. So anyway, no, I want to be by the window. But Freddie Flores says, yes, I would. Easier going to the restroom, lots of laughs. So true, Freddie. I hear you. Gina Edwards, not on short flights. So I'm thinking that maybe she would on longer flights. But on longer flights, I definitely want to be by the window so I can look out the window and see what's going on. See if I spot any other aircraft in the air around me. Kathleen Bennett says, usually don't sit in the aisle, prefer a window seat. Depends on how much the seat would cost before I would purchase it, though. Okay. Gail Oldenkamp says, she always wants the aisle seat. Amanda Smith says, yes, prefer the aisle. Mike Himrick says, no, window is the best, unless a short hop. Sadiq Fatih says, yes, I prefer the aisle. George LeBron says, no, for sure. He's not paying for an aisle seat. Mary Cardis says, likely not. I'm big and it drives me crazy when everybody bumps me on the way down the aisle. Well, Mary, that doesn't make any difference whether you're big, small, or whatever. They still bump you. I don't know what it is. It's because their bags are too big, I think, is probably what the issue is. Jim Hughes says, it would depend on the length of the flight and the cost of the upgrade. I do prefer to sit on the aisle for ease of moving around in the plane. I always hate to have to bother people beside me to have to move so I can get up. So, yeah, Jim, I know, but, you know, that's all part of flying, though. We have a winner, Sean shaking his head and jumping back and forth. And who's our winner?
You do. You have Lisa in La Quinta.
Okay. Hi, Lisa.
Hi. How are you?
Well, I'm fine. How are you?
I'm really good, especially now. I haven't been to the desert in quite a few years, the Living Desert, so I'm really anxious to get back.
Well, you're going to see a lot of new things there. They have changed a lot in the last couple of years at the Living Desert Zoo and Garden. So I'm excited. I want to hear about it after you go.
I will. Thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome. Well, right now we're doing the travel question of the week, so I might as well ask you. You're on the air. The airlines now are charging for the aisle seats. Would you pay for an aisle seat?
No, because I actually like the window.
Yay! Me too. I totally agree with you. Well, Lisa, thanks so much. Thanks so much for listening. Stay on the line and make sure Sean has all your information so I can mail you those tickets, okay?
Okay, have a great rest of your day. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, so the question is, I am with Lisa right there. No, I want to sit by the window. Cindy DeGraff says, yes, I definitely prefer the aisle seat. Linda Maggiore says, no, window is the best, but if not available, I'll take aisle, just don't like the middle. Yeah, not a whole lot of people like the middle seat. Les Edelberg says, I'm pretty sure you have to pay for any of the seats. Well, yeah, you do have to pay for any of them, but we're talking extra money, less for an aisle seat, okay? There's always one person in the crowd that gets way technical. Thomas Rabbins Lamb said, I would rather have a window seat. We are already charged too many fees. So true. Udo Leduc says, I think it's very sad what airlines do today, and no more friendly skies. So sad. Yeah. Mary Wabel says, yes, I prefer exit row for legroom as I am very tall. Okay, I get you on that one. Stephen Ferguson says, I will if it's a 5 or more hour flight. That's when I definitely want to be in by the window so I have something to look at. Nancy Edwards says, I feel much more comfortable with an aisle seat, so I will pay a little more to upgrade if it is also closer to the front of the plane. Ernie Martin says, yep. Virginia Veras Jimenez says, window seat for me, loving the view. Gloria Velasquez says, I like the window seat. I like glancing out the window. I enjoy seeing the airplane go over mountains, trees, waters, etc. It is amazing when you're sitting in the window seat how much empty land is on this planet Earth.
It is a lot. It's strange because it feels like there's nobody anywhere. And you know that's not correct. But when you're up there looking down, it's like, yeah, there's a lot.
There's a lot. And then out in the middle of nowhere, you'll see a farm or a ranch or something.
That's where I want to live.
Yeah, nowhere. I mean, there's no one for miles. In fact, coming back from Montana with the stop in Colorado and coming back, and I think it's before I got to Colorado, they're out in the middle of this endless view of land. Are these gigantic lights? It was almost like a football field. I couldn't tell what it was. Some sort of plant out in the middle. I mean, nowhere. The lights were so bright. I wonder if it was the alien landing strip.
Were they lights or were they lasers?
No, they were lights.
They were lights? Because yeah. I read that they've been using, they use lasers to help with the birds getting the crops.
Ah.
They'll use lasers to try to do something with the birds. I was reading something about
it. I don't know. This is lights. Like I say, I'm sticking with alien landing field right there. That's what it was. But I'm thinking, who drives that? How do you even get there? I don't know. All right. Joyce Johnson says, we got aisle seats on United with no extra charge, but I'm sure that will change. I would pay. Karen Scott says, no, window please. Susan Brown Rosenberg says, it depends on the length of the flight. Betsy McKay Krieger says, always buy aisle seats. Gary and I sit across the aisle from each other. Judy Schmunder says, no, I like window seats and love looking out. So it sounds like it's kind of a 50-50 toss here for me. So it is time to draw a winner of our travel question of the week. We have everybody's names in these little bowls, one on the left. I just right there. Actually, this is not the other. I have a Ryder Cup pool going on, too. This one, we have one bowl right here. We're going to draw a winner, and that person is going to win. This is from all your past questions, by the way, not just today's, but all the questions of the week on the Facebook page. And the winner is Betsy McKay Krieger. So, Betsy, congratulations. I will send you a Facebook message and tell you where to pick up your bag of a $50 bag. There's more in there. There's a bunch of stuff in there of travel goodies. So, congratulations to you. Now, I put a new question on Facebook every week. So, hold on. It'll be up there about on Monday. And it also goes out in the e-blast. And if you want to sign up for my weekly e-blast, just go to the website Traveling with Francoise. And there's a place to sign up right there on the homepage. So, you don't want to miss it. All right, adult customized tours. Remember I told you they moved. They are now on Sunrise Way in Palm Springs. So 555 South Sunrise, Suite 219. But they have a King Tut exhibit going to the California Science Center. They have three dates, October 14th, December 2nd, January 6th, $85 includes transportation by deluxe motor coach, admission to the Tut exhibit and the Endeavor Space Shuttle Pavilion, which is fascinating. You have to go see the space shuttle. I've been just really enjoyed it, as well as free time for lunch at LA's famous farmers market, a designated time for the exhibit so you don't have to wait in line. This is really a wonderful way to go see the exhibit. Just give them a call over at ACT at 760-322-1247 or go to their website, ACT-tours.com. All that information is on the Traveling with Francoise website. So definitely check it out and go see the King Tut exhibit, which has been around for a little while now, but they add to it. They change up the exhibit. It's not always the same one. So definitely, I'm thinking I'm going to try to figure out if I can go to one. I know October's hard for me. I might be able to make the January 6th exhibit. And remember that AAA, if you are a member of the Auto Club, they are offering free maps, their history maps. Their first series of maps cover the 1930 metropolitan Los Angeles area, This is a collector's item. They're going to change each month. Their new one comes out in October. So you just go in there and tell them that you want one of their maps. Mapping History is what it's called. So go on in there, and if you are a member, that you'll get one of the historic maps. And I don't know, some of these are great if you frame some of these maps. They're great wall art. A map?
Are they?
Yeah. I have a big map of the world, and I put pins in everywhere. Yeah. That have been.
That always reminds me of a friend I had through high school. Like, I lived at his house, basically in my house. And
yeah.
His parents were loved to travel. And yeah. They had the same thing. There was this giant. Yeah. I mean, it was probably the size of this window. That doesn't help anybody out in the radio, but you know, it's a few feet. And it would just have little pins everywhere.
That's mine. And the big thing when you look at that, I'll stand there and look at it because my washing machine and stuff is kind of right back in that same area, and it's on the wall. And I'll look at it and I'll think, oh, all the places I haven't been. But then I also look at it and say, I'm so lucky to have been to all these places that I have been. It works both ways. And it's just a lot of fun. Like the RVers when they're driving, you know, they have RVers, they have the maps on the back of their RVs that show all the states that they've been to. And I say, oh, good for you. You guys are out there going for it. All right. And don't forget whale watching. The whales are out there. They're migrating now. Let's see. They'll be leaving. Where are they leaving? They're leaving Mexico now. No. They're leaving Alaska. I have to get this straight. So confused. It gets hot down here. They're leaving Alaska now, and they'll be coming down here for the winter, but the whales already have been migrating. They've been spotting them off the coast there, Dana Point and whatnot. So go to danawharf.com and book your whale-watching trip now. And it's a great Christmas present. The holidays will be here. If you know someone who loves a sport fish, they have sport fishing boats that go out. Get them a sport fishing Christmas present. Surprise them with that. You know, go to the website, danawharf.com, or give them a call. All the information is on the Traveling with Francois website, and surprise them with that. I'll tell you, if they like to fish, they're going to have a wonderful time. Also, don't forget the Borrego Springs Resort and Spa. Book your room there for Borrego Days. It happens October 19th through 21st. They're having the street parade and the air parade. Lots of things going on, the vendors, and it's going to be a ton of fun. So it gets bigger and better. It's with the 53rd annual event, kicks off their season in Borrego Springs. Next weekend, we have another great show for you. We're going to talk a bit with Kara from the Palm Canyon Theater in the first hour. In the second hour, Louis Fuertes. He was Huellhauser's longtime cameraman. He will be joining us in studio for the entire travel hour. We're going to be talking about all things Huellhauser, what he has a book out. We're going to be giving some of his autographed books away. We're also going to do a live streaming feed through CoachellaValley.com, which will start before he comes on the radio. We'll have some of the radio interview as well, live streaming, so you can see, actually, Louis here sitting next to me. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Real excited. He's so busy, but he said, you know what? That was Huellhauser's playground, the Coachella Valley. So I am excited to come and join you and talk about all the stuff that he was telling me some of the things on the phone, and it was pretty funny. He said Huell was quite a character. So that happens next week on Traveling with Francois. A lot of stuff going on. Remember, the Ramona Show will be on this week on Fox 11, noon on Thursday, 5:30 a.m. on Friday morning, and then I think it's 5:30 or 6 a.m. on Monday tomorrow morning. Have a great week, everyone. Check out that website. Sign up for all the free contests, and that's it. Congratulations to all our winners. Thanks, Sean. And remember, it's never too late to get a life. See you next time. Bye.